All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking take all you want!
So when you're in doubt and needing someone, baby, call my line, call me anytime. I'll be there for you. I've been searching high. I've been searching low.
Why do I have to instigate?
What do you mean, instigate?
It's like I have to egg you on to start the program.
Well, you know, 5 years, using a little steam.
Can't you just say something to start us off?
Hi.
Never have these problems on the SiriusXM experience.
I'm under pressure on the SiriusXM. It's like 1 hour, go. You gotta do five hour energies and a couple cups of coffee.
You can just be lax here.
Yeah, just relax. Whatever. Take some time.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not like we haven't been setting up for an hour and a half. You think I'd be ready? No.
An hour and a half? Has it really been that long?
Oh, wow. Not quite that long.
Close.
An hour and like 20 minutes.
Still a long time.
Somewhere in that place.
Well, and the reason, of course, first of all, of course, you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 226, Fraud 2, The Price of Fraud.
Right.
And we'll get into that later. And the reason we're in such a conjumbled mess here in Studio A is because we're moving Studio A.
That's what I hear.
Studio A is up and moving in, by the time you hear this, just over a month.
Right.
And yes, you may have noticed we have been experiencing some technical difficulties and
post-production slowdowns.
Post-production slowdowns is very well put, OG. Yes, we have been experiencing those problems. We are doing our best to beat them, so to speak.
Right.
We'll figure it out eventually.
Sure. Probably we should mention the fact that we actually have a guest in studio with us tonight.
Go ahead.
We have with us tonight a friend of the show. We go way back.
Predates the program.
Right. Yeah, well, actually, does that predate the program?
Yes, sir.
Is that still the blog days? Is that still the critical toys slash collectible Bitsbox days?
That was before Bitsbox.
Really?
Was it that long? Were we just peons then?
We were just like normal con dudes who the big trip, of course, because it was unreasonable to think that we would be able to go to San Diego. So, of course, the more reasonable choice seemed to be
Chicago?
Wizard World Chicago, which at the time was like the second or third biggest show in the country.
It was.
Because if you couldn't afford to go to San Diego, you went to Chicago. And OG and his infinite genius.
Hey, don't blame this on me. It was your decision. I remember. It was luxurious.
I'll start again.
Think of it as an adventure.
OG's infinite wisdom. He decided, you know what we should do? We should take a train.
No.
Take a train from the East Coast to Chicago.
We also had that same thought. But in reality, it's only a 12-hour drive, and it turned out to be, what, like 24-hour train ride back?
It was an 18-hour train ride there, and I think it was 22 hours back, something along those lines.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
I don't even remember. That's how long ago that was. But I do remember our trip out. I was at oft times confused as to whether we were in the U.S.
Right.
or Calcutta.
Yeah. Yes, it definitely was a...
I was expecting a goat to walk up and down the aisle, you know. It was awful. And then on the way back, of course, we sat with this gentleman and his friend, who were also at the convention.
That's right.
That was our first convention.
Is that right?
Your first convention?
That was the first convention. Well, we attended, not as a artist and writer, but just we were like, hey, let's go to Chicago. And we're like, yeah.
And kind of how we had it. Yeah. Well, we should say your name, of course. This is Rob Riley here in Studio A.
Rob Riley.
We're going to be talking about
Robert Riley.
Hi, Schreiter. Straight from the Isles of Ireland.
Oh, good. Two of you doing accents tonight. That'll make it exciting for me. Woo! Of course, we're going to be talking about Rob's project a little bit later on in segment two of the show.
And that's his brand new book called ACCA. Right?
Is that how we're pronouncing it? ACCA?
Well, how's it spelled?
I think it's just A-K-A.
So. Right, and that's spelled ACCA.
Sure.
Is that... We're not supposed to...
I don't think so.
You mean that it's just A-K-A? Is it A period, K period, A period?
I ask Rob. It's his book.
I'm not entirely certain. Steve usually fields these questions.
Oh, great. And we fielded our way through these
I'm
jokes.
I'm just the artist. I don't know how to read or write.
We've got the artist, not the writer.
That's right.
You know, what can you do?
See, actually, this is the point where I would make a joke about the fact that, whoever did the preparation for this show only put AKA on my paper.
Oh, right.
So I think it's ACCA. See, That's how comedy works.
Is that how it works?
You gonna stare at that all night?
Well, I just want to make sure that everything
You're
is
fine.
Going good. All right, you know, technical difficulties abound on occasion.
Abound.
Gotta make sure things are working.
Abound on occasion is like an oxymoron, isn't
it? Yes, that was the point.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
All right, right into what we'll call the news.
Uh huh.
Do you have any?
Absolutely, Rob Granito.
I thought you were gonna start with that.
Yeah, Rob Granito, if you haven't tuned in to episode 225, the pertinent information that you need to know about Rob Granito is that basically he's a con artist.
Right.
Who reproduces artwork by tracing and projecting and all sorts of things. At least this is what the speculation is.
It's speculation at this point.
Well, no one's actually seen him project someone's work on
that's
a wall.
True. That is true.
Therefore, it is...
speculation, I
right,
suppose.
Thank you. So, in any event, he's been kicked out of many conventions. Everybody is up in arms about him, and they should be.
Sheriff Wade?
Sheriff of the comic book world, Mark Wade, and his little deputy, Deputy Van Sciver. there also, and apparently a whole bunch of other people have had stuff to say about him this week, including Ty Templeton, a friend of this program, Jamal Engel,
right?
As well as Al Rio, I think have all had unkind things to say about him, and perhaps they are deservedly unkind. So
sure.
We here try to, you know, we try to see both sides. Now, that said, we have seen plenty of the anti-Rob Granito side. So we explored the option of getting the Rob Granito side.
Right.
And pick it up OG.
And as though he knew that we were exploring this option, apparently today, is it Mrs. Granito? Is that the belief?
No one knows if it's her or not.
Okay. Well, someone from the Granito camp.
No, it's actually from Granito Art Management or Granito Art Services or something like that.
Whatever. Someone from the regime.
Rob Granito Art Services, I believe, is how the letter was addressed.
Sure. Sent out a message today to a bunch of blogs, websites, shows, podcasts, etc. Uh-huh. Artists, right? Yes. Writers, etc., yes. etc. And essentially equated Rob Granito to the Charlie Sheen of the comic book world.
Yeah.
All of this controversy that he has sparked and all of the traffic that it has driven to all of these people's sites and how they could take advantage of all of this great Granito coverage and get the man himself.
He's got Bernie Madoff DNA and Milli Vanilli blood.
Wow. That's an ugly combination.
It all equals
fraud.
That's
something you see at Burning Man.
It all equals fraud.
So you're saying he's going to get an Eisner?
Yeah. I don't think so. Unless if by Eisner you mean his ass kicked by artists in the community. Then yes, but
is that a new category?
Yeah. So as part of this letter that he sent, that would be a great category. Guys that want to kick Granito's ass.
Top
the
fraud.
Is.
top fraud.
Top fraud.
Top nice. Fraud. Rob Granito, and we'd have to come up with some other ones.
And some other guy.
Think.
There is another guy out there.
Is there?
Yes, there's another guy supposedly who is
who's now underground going shit. I ain't gonna be the next.
Oh, they
Rob
got
Granito.
A picture of him now.
Oh yeah.
Apparently he's doing is he's going on like digital webbing or whatever and saying, you know, I could do artwork, and he's showcasing artwork that's not his
right
for low rates, and then these companies hire him, and then he advertises on the same site that he's going to be paying high rates. He's looking for an artist, and basically what he does is the artist is the sucker, does all the work, gives it to him, and he gives it to the company, and he keeps the money. So when the book's published, the artist is like, hey, I didn't get paid. And
it's called warholing.
He did as Arthur Adams, I believe.
Really?
And he got a lot of dough from a lot of companies.
Well, let me tell you, man. Wow. Art Adams is a tough. I think Art Adams got to be a tough copy. There's a lot of detail in Art Adams' work.
I don't think they ever got the artwork. I think they just sent him the money. And
oh, really?
Nothing.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
You have to look on. It's all over the web.
But the comics and cartooning world, very controversial these days.
Yeah, lots of frauds and phonies. Hey. Look, with all due respect, nobody named Frank Miller sued Joe Quesada over his direct ripoff of Frank Miller for the Daredevil Father covers. Nobody sued him. I'm just saying.
All right. Let's get back to Rob.
Yes.
Let's get back to his pricing sheet.
Yes. So now if we, for example, on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, if we wanted to have Rob Granito on the program.
Right.
In any way, shape, or form, there is now a fee.
That is correct.
Yeah, to have Rob on the show. Do you have a list of those?
I do. For an email interview, limited to 20 minutes, or 20, sorry, 20 questions, rather, that's going to cost you $150.
Right, for an email response.
For a 30-minute phone interview, that's going to cost you $200.
Right.
And then for the low, low price of $250, you get a 1-hour phone or Skype interview.
Right.
I'd pay the $250 for Skype, video to video, and then force him to draw something for me.
That's a good one. I was thinking.
Here's $250. Draw something for me.
I was thinking, well, I mean, look, I don't want to say that we're not working on something.
Right.
To bring Rob Granito to this program.
Sure.
Either here or on the SiriusXM experience, of course. I'm not saying we're not working on something, because we certainly are, but, that's a great idea, OG, about the Skyping. Now, we've done that before with John Romita Jr.
That's right. We did that
did
on SiriusXM.
Yeah. He sketched live on our very first XM show.
The whole show, he sat there.
Yep.
And, was it a Spider-Man Daredevil
Spider-Man
piece?
And Daredevil piece, yeah.
Yeah, two-page, full two Spider-Man.
Two-page,
gorgeous
yeah,
piece
good
did,
piece.
Yeah, yeah.
Really great piece. And,
a lot of fun to have in studio. We should get him back.
Yeah, we should. I love John Jr. Anyway, focused.
All right.
That would be a good idea to get him and have him draw something. That would be interesting. But he might find a way around that. But I was thinking more... based on his price structure, OG, do you have a calculator that maybe you could do some quick math?
I could get a calculator.
Okay, because I'm thinking if $200 equals 30 minutes, then would it be $20 for 3 minutes?
Hold on. I don't think that math works out.
This is what I'm asking you.
I understand. Hold on.
Because I just took a zero off of both amounts, 200 and 30 minutes. And I took a zero off of both of them so that it would be $20 for 3 minutes. Because at that rate, at $20 for 3 minutes, yeah, I might go 6 minutes.
Yeah, it's about $20. Just shy of $20 for 3 minutes.
I paid $40 for 6 minutes. let him talk his way out of it in 6 minutes. I'd pay that.
All right.
Just because that would be funny as hell. But we are working on, all kidding aside, we are working on having, we're trying to get Rob Grunito on this program or on the SiriusXM Experience because, you know, we've had Jeff Beckett on and I figure.
That's right.
We should have Rob Grunito on. Jeff Beckett said his side of his story and I think Rob Grunito could say his side of his story too. Now, I'm not buying this whole Charlie Sheen bullshit either, you know, that he's the Charlie Sheen and he claims that he's still going to do conventions and so on and so forth.
Yeah, which convention?
That's what
the
I'm
Clifton
wondering.
Clifton Comic Expo in the firehouse?
Yeah,
because he's not doing wizard shows.
No wizard
that's
shows.
For sure. I can't imagine he's going to get into San Diego or
any
small press expo.
There's been no
or
announcement.
WonderCon.
There's been no announcement to my knowledge that Reed Exhibitions
has banned him,
which would put him out of C2E2, New York Comic Con. And a couple of others.
I'd almost see, as much as I think it's great that he's getting banned, I almost do want to see him show up because I just want to see him get bum rushed.
Yeah.
I just want to see the lynch mob come for him.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like
I think we missed our opportunity.
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty positive if he shows up at any major convention, right? And
that
word
Mark
gets out,
Mark Wade's gonna ride up on his white horse. With his wide hat,
yes.
Whip out his six-gun pencil.
All of those things. I think we should move on.
Okay.
All right. How about an update on the Three Stooges story from last week?
Now, this is sad because...
We have a Larry.
Yeah. Well, that's sad part number one.
What's sad? Oh, yes. We have a Larry and we have a correction sort of.
Confirmation.
Right.
Right.
All right. So...
Larry.
Sean Hayes.
Right, who's the gay dude from... Wait, that's
you
like redundant.
You can't say the gay dude from Will and Grace.
It's
not going to work.
The other dude who's not Eric McCormick,
right? He is Jack on Will and Grace.
Right.
He's playing Larry.
Yeah. Not feeling it.
I mean, granted, I haven't seen a ton of his other work, but...
or any of it?
I really... Well, I've seen some Will and Grace. I have had girlfriends. And I do have a wife, so...
I understand.
The side effect is, on occasion, you have to sit through an episode of Will and Grace. It just happens.
This is the Rob Grunito interview you're looking for right here.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a girlfriend, I swear, that's why I watched
a wife
it.
And a child.
Or
seven children, or whatever he has.
Based on his performance in Will and Grace, I do not see how that translates into Larry from Three Stooges.
No, and that's sad enough. If that's not sad enough, rather, the fact that we found out this is not a biopic movie.
That's correct.
It is actually going to be, what, 3 27-minute shorts?
From what I hear, it's going to be 3 27-minute films.
Right.
A la the Three Stooges movie.
Right. Just
were
like
they really
used to
27
be.
Minutes,
yeah.
Those ones?
Yeah, okay. About 20 minutes.
20
yeah.
minutes? So 3 27-minute films lumped into one movie-going experience.
Right. Just like Grindhouse.
Only not as good.
You don't know.
I'm just saying. I'm presuming, because we kind of, at least our opinion, I don't know your opinion, right? But our opinion was that you don't need to do a Three Stooges movie.
Yeah.
That's not a biopic.
Because
you want to kind of experience the life, the creative process, what went on behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
And kind of highlight and focus the actors, the characters.
That would be and really interesting.
That would be interesting and really probably would be
and
really
no
good.
One has ever done anything like that about on them that I'm aware of. It would be really interesting to see that get done, but we're not going to get that. What we're going to get is, like Earl's Three Stooges, you know, instead of like the real amusement park, like Disneyland, it's like Earl's Disneyland. Well, we're going to get Earl's Three Stooges.
I don't know what they're
terrible.
What is their target audience? I mean, kids,
morons who are like, I don't know who their target audience is.
I mean, I grew
is.
Up on the Three Stooges, Marx Brothers and Abbott and Costello.
Right.
And I'm only 30. But, I mean, you know, my brother's 8 years younger than me. I don't think he's ever watched any of that stuff. Maybe Three Stooges, maybe.
Well, it's the Farrelly brothers.
Oh, okay. Well.
And typically speaking, they don't really go for a younger audience, right? I mean, their material tends to be a little bit more inappropriate.
If they're doing Three Stooges movies, though, it's going to be that, you know,
it's just,
that
I'm thinking
blind
just slapstick.
Slapstick, yeah.
You know, I'm thinking like Ace Ventura crowd, you know?
And I'm wondering if they're going to write new stories. I mean, if we're going to go this route with the three things, are they going to write three new stories, number one, or are they going to remake three classic ones? That's number one. Number two, are they going to set them in the 40s?
Oh, I have a quick correction.
You know, or the 30s and 40s or whenever the heck they were really popular in the late 30s, I think, and early 40s, something like that. Are we going to see it set in that, or is it going to be like, you know, the modern Three Stooges are walking down this. Exactly. Ugh. I mean, there's so many potentially bad, awful problems with this. I can't pick one. It's like a Lay's potato chip. You can't eat just one.
Think of all the really bad placement. Like, instead of slapping them, they'll be using an iPad touch screen.
That's what I'm saying.
Ew. Original unique script is what I'm hearing. So that would mean probably not any kind of...
Okay, so no remakes.
But I'm hearing that the script will tell a singular story over the course of the three 27-minute segments.
That's interesting.
So I don't know how that works out exactly.
Huh.
I guess we'll see. Not really looking forward to it, though.
All right, so from great news into better news. Bill and Ted 3.
Like, for real, Bill and Ted 3?
Well, Keanu Reeves, earlier this week, revealed that the script is nearly complete. He suspects it'll be done in the next 4 to 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And that him and Alex Winters are working with the original writers and crew to kind of move the story forward. So the second movie ends off where their destiny is to write this song that saves the world.
Right.
And this movie is supposed to be, from what I understand or what I've heard, is that they still haven't written that song. And so they're kind of in a creative slump, much like anybody who feels they need to do a Bill and Ted 3.
Yeah. Like Alex Winters' career.
Didn't they make this movie? It was called Pick a Destiny.
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand what Keanu Reeves stands to gain from doing this movie. Like, is he that desperate? I didn't think that he was that desperate.
I'm guessing he probably got a big piece of box office from this, and they're going to count on a large retro audience, number one.
And not to mention, I'm sorry, but no Rufus.
No Rufus.
No
Rufus.
Yeah,
no Rufus.
Carlin
no
is dead.
Yeah. They'll probably get like Chris Rock or somebody.
Oh, God.
No, I mean, no. No
He's
Rufus.
He's available.
No
what
movie.
Do you mean?
Oh, God, no.
No Rufus, no movie.
I don't know. I'm just, I can't in good faith get behind Bill and Ted 3. And look, it's early. I know. It's early.
Right.
I can't get behind.
Are there still telephone booths around that they can use?
Well, that's the other thing. What is the mode of transportation now? Is it the booth, the telephone booth clearly is like...
Well, clearly all of these questions will be... It's like, well, it's the same thing with Superman, right? But even what's really funny about that is they made that joke in the Superman movie in 1978. When he walks by the phone booth and looks it up and down and then continues on to the spinny door.
To the revolving door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they already did this joke. So I guess we'll see how Bill and Ted handle it. Or it won't ever get made. That's my other opinion. My other opinion is it just won't ever get done.
All right. Two more quick things and then
Go.
We can roll out of the news segment. The Governator.
What about it?
And the Green Lantern WonderCon footage.
Okay, so let's talk about the Governator first.
Okay.
It is everything about every bad 80s cartoon that was ever made around a celebrity. So, a la Mr. T.
Right, and the T-Force.
And the T-Force. And there was a one with Michael Jordan and Wayne Gretzky, I don't remember who else it was. That was another terrible one.
What about the WWF cartoon? Is that in the same kind of vein?
That's the same kind of category, kind of. But it wasn't like WWE guys running around with a bunch of kid squad people helping them out.
Right.
I don't think. I don't remember, but I don't think. But it was, anything like that. I got to believe there's another one that I'm forgetting. Probably a really important one, but I don't know what it is. I think it ranks right up there with Mr. T and the T-Force, though. And I think it'll last as long, too.
It'll get one season and then go
away? Yeah, 13 to 22 episodes, and I think that's the end of it.
The animation team kind of looks like, or I don't know that there's any correlation or if there's any intent there, but it looked to me like the Boondocks. Like, it looked like a similar...
really?
The team that animated the Boondocks, yeah.
Looked like bad 80s animation to me, too.
All right. Well, the Boondocks.
And the whole idea of he's playing himself.
Right.
And after he's governor, he becomes a superhero crime fighter.
Right.
With a bunch of kids that help him out and his motorcycle and the Arnold.
Right.
That's the name of his vehicle. You know, like it's all this like stuff.
AH something, right?
Yeah. And it's being developed by Arnold and increasingly senile Stan the Man.
Oh.
Lee.
That's right. I forgot his involvement.
And Stan is 86 now? 3, 6, something? Enough. So go around. Do your 4 seconds in the movies.
Right.
Go around. Sign your shit. You know what I mean? But enough with this. I'm developing new ideas.
There was Stripperella.
Which actually wasn't terrible.
What was after? There was something after Stripperella. Right?
Stanley DC Universe.
There was a bunch of things. Yeah.
No, there was an independent thing, too. Wasn't there another independent animated thing?
A couple. A couple.
Right? There was like one or two. Okay.
I don't remember what they were because that's how memorable they were. But he's done books for at least 3 or 4 different companies at this point. They don't care. They just want to stick his name on it, whatever it is.
All right. Green Lantern.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the footage?
Yes.
Did you watch it? What'd you think? I think it looks better than the trailer. Did you see the 4-minute footage that was online?
I don't see much hope for that movie.
Well, here's what I liked about it is they didn't really play the comedy angle like they had in the first trailer.
Correct.
Which I think is a large improvement and going to do a lot more for the fanboy base than the first trailer did.
Right. I still think it looks pretty.
What do you think about the CGI fake bodies? You know, like Ryan Reynolds. Isn't he in good shape? Why do they need to emphasize it more?
You know what?
It's weird.
When I first read about the suit being all CGI, right? I was really negative about it. And then I thought about it, and I was okay with it. I was on board with why they chose to do it. And now I'm really just, at this point, I'm at, like, execution. Like, what's it going to actually finally look like in the final finished version?
And we're not seeing anything that's going to be part of the finished version at this point.
Because, you know,
either.
The idea that the suit is a construct of the ring, right? And so it has to be CGI so that it's fluid and it can change. Like, I'm okay with that. Like, I'm on board with that idea. It's really just going to be how is it executed and how does it look? If it's not done really well, it's gonna ruin the whole movie because it's going to be a distraction the whole movie. You know? So we'll see.
We'll see.
It's too early to tell. But with that, we'll take our first break.
Yes, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 226, Fraud 2, The Price of Fraud. Around you was. Attention Geek Stuff listeners, do you have a business, website, or other product or service that you would like to advertise on BigKevsGeekStuff.com or the show Big Kev's Geek Stuff? Reach thousands and thousands of people each and every week for a low, low price.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers advertising prices for everybody's budget. For more information on these packages, check out BigKevsGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising button.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the best geek exposure for your advertising dollar. Advertising space.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
Hi, this is Henry Winkler, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. The Fonz be with you.
And also with you.
And how lucky are you?
Fonzie be praised!
Gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. So...
Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to Big Cubs Game Stuff. I'm your segment host, Coke Logic. Resident Evil 4 and Resident Evil Code Veronica X are getting HD remakes on the XBLA and PSN. Also newly announced is Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City, a squad-based online third-person shooter where you kill zombies with most likely three other friends. If that sounds vaguely familiar, it's called Left 4 Dead. So far, the trailer looks like SOCOM with zombies in a city setting. I'll let you decide what to think of that. Speaking of SOCOM, on April 19th, get ready to play the most anticipated game of the current millennium, Portal 2. That's right, even though SOCOM 4 comes out on April 19th, it's surely to be overshadowed by two of the most popular games of this spring release, Portal 2 and Mortal Kombat. The only thing you have to decide about Portal 2 is where to buy it from. GameStop is offering pre-order bonus DLC in the form of character skins for the co-op section of the game, while Amazon.com is offering a $20 credit off of any future purchase from Amazon. And I'm not going into the details about the pre-order bonuses for Mortal Kombat. If you order it from Walmart, you get the Reptile skin. If you order it from GameStop, you get the Scorpion skin. For you completists out there, there's no way to collect all the DLC from Mortal Kombat. And completist is spelled with a K. Spider-Man: The Edge of Time has just been announced. It's being developed by Beenox, the developer behind last year's Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions. From the debut trailer, the game is shaping up to be last year's game, but better. The game is focusing on Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2099, minus the stealth-centric noir Spider-Man. With the number of Spider-Men being reduced from 4 to 2, perhaps now the development team can focus on a compelling story. Mega Man Universe has been cancelled. Video and screenshots of the game in action showed it to be little more than a level editor for Mega Man 2. And that's pretty much all there is to say. Robert De Niro knows video games are art. On April 25th, L.A. Noire will be honored as an official selection at the Tribeca Film Festival. This will be the first video game recognized by the festival. There will be an exclusive preview of the game, followed by a 45-minute Q&A session.
Video games are not art.
Ugh, Roger. Everyone Roger Ebert.
Video games are not like movies.
How can you say it's not art if the Tribeca Film Festival is recognizing it as art?
Movies are art.
It's a movie festival. That's what you do as art, criticizing art.
I don't care.
Whatever.
Suck it.
Signing off, this is Coke Logic for Big Kev's Game Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 226. Fraud 2, The Price of Fraud.
Did I get it right? Asking me, or you know,
no, I'm asking you because I never
feeling your
right.
way through it.
I'm
aren't
guessing
you?
My way through. You think I'd write it down?
You'd think.
No, I never write it down, and then when I have to put it up on the site, I gotta like listen and remember.
Right.
It's a pain. Anyway,
Geek Stuff, DVD news,
DVDs this week. There are a handful. Six of which are all the same title, and then like one or two others we should mention.
Gee, what are the six, OG?
Tron, Legacy, and Classic out on DVD this week. Literally, for Legacy, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think there are six versions of Legacy out on DVD this
week.
Wow. And three versions of Classic, technically.
Wow.
Technically. You ordered the Uber Deluxe Identity Disc
yes.
version, right?
That has all of those discs in it. It right. has Tron, the original,
right.
in Blu-ray and regular, or just
I don't
Blu-ray?
Know. I'm not that. I'm not sure.
I think it's. I think it may be just Blu-ray. No, I think it's.
I
both.
Think it's the same thing as this set, which is the 5-disc set, except
okay.
it has the fancy packaging. Because it says it's a 5-disc set, which is the same thing that this is,
uh-huh.
but it's got the Identity Disc packaging.
I think it had. I thought it had more than that in it. Does that have Tron? The original Tron in Blu-ray?
This does. This has Tron in 3D
uh-huh.
for the 3D TVs. Or yeah. Tron Legacy in 3D.
Right.
Tron Legacy Blu-ray.
Right.
Tron Classic Blu-ray.
Right.
And then two bonus discs. And your set is also a 5-disc set.
Right.
Except it's got the Identity Disc packaging. So I think the content is the same. It's just you get the fancy Identity Disc, which I'm not knocking you for.
And normally I'm just like, I'm past all these fancy schmancy boxes, but it's Tron.
I understand. You know what? I really, really thought about it, and I did it for a couple reasons. I had a gift card to FYE. that I wanted to use.
Number one.
Number one. Number two, I have two of the Spin Master identity discs.
Right.
And I didn't necessarily feel like I needed a third identity disc. That, to be honest with you, that's what it was. I mean, if I really had felt like the price was great at Amazon. I think it was like
63 60
bucks or something like that.
Mm-hmm. You know? Down from 100.
Yeah. And I think this set at like FYE was 50 and at like Best Buy was 45. So,
wow.
I mean, you didn't pay much more, you know, for the disc. But anyway, needless to say, that was the big release this week.
Right.
It has Tron. It has the Tron Uprising trailer on there.
Yes.
It's got those two viral bits that we saw, and I think there's a couple of other things, and then there's all sorts of bonus things.
Nice.
So really, of course, if you were a fan, there's no reason not to pick this up. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
Chronicles of Narnia, the Dawn Treader, the one that's not Disney.
Yes.
Right? This is the one that broke away from Disney, fired them.
Could be the last one.
Could be the last one. I mean, I don't know that it did well box office-wise, for sure, so... I still haven't seen any of them.
Wasn't it out like 3 weeks ago? I don't think it did well box office wise.
I haven't seen any of them, so...
Really?
No.
You're missing a lot of really good Christian allegories, sir, if you don't mind me saying.
When two of our...
I'm lying, of course, you know, because I hate these movies, yes, and I hate these books, so...
When some of my... Some friends of mine, when they got divorced, I got the first movie in the divorce.
Oh, really?
It was left at my house, and neither party claimed it.
Oops.
And I've offered it back, and they were both like, meh. So,
it's better than the lawyers getting it.
Yeah, exactly. Also out on DVD this week, Little Fockers. And the one you might want to pick up, Taxi Driver, out on Blu-ray.
Yeah, that one I think I do want to pick up. Yeah. There was actually a few more that came out on Blu-ray this week. Fiddler on the Roof.
Arthur and Arthur 2?
No.
I Love You, Philip Morris.
No, keep going.
I Love You, Philip Morris. I actually really want to see the movie. Oh, yeah? That didn't get a U.S. theatrical release, I don't think, but got an overseas theatrical release. And
just like Solomon Kane.
Was an outstanding performance by Jim Carrey, from what I understand. My wife saw it, but I didn't get the chance to see it. How about Batman Beyond: The Return of the Joker on Blu-ray?
Yeah, week? That was one that I was thinking about. Was and one? There was another one, too.
Babe on Blu-ray. For the People down. Versus Larry Flint.
Nope.
And going. Justice for All.
No, keep going.
House of Pain?
Nope.
Kung Fu Panda?
Uh-uh.
I'm running out of options here. Peter Pan.
Yeah, that was a good one. On
not
Blu-ray.
The animated Peter Pan. No, that live action one that came out in like
the Malfoy's father one.
Right. I think Mystic Pizza, Benny and June.
Benny and June's a great flick.
I don't think Benny and June is a Blu-ray upgrade.
For you, no. So I looked into getting a Blu-ray projector.
Okay.
For my brand new theater in my new home that right. I'll have soon. You know how much a really good Blu-ray projector costs?
In the thousands and thousands of dollars.
$85,000.
Yeah. Wow.
I was like, you know
get
what?
Two. They're so cheap.
I know.
Yeah, you know.
I was like, I can have the projector or the house.
Look, all I'm saying is,
you
I
can
see
project
some,
a house.
I see some really awesome Alex Ross work here in Studio A.
Uh-huh.
Just project it, trace it.
Exactly.
Sell it, and buy
exactly.
a projector.
Exactly. Why on earth am I not doing that?
I'm just saying.
Look, I'll get away with it for a while. But once Mark Wade
10 years.
And Deputy Van Sciver happen to mosey on by my table.
You know, I just want to, I don't want anybody to think we're actually making fun of them, by the way. Because
no.
I think someone made that comment after last week's episode.
Oh, really?
We actually approve of everything that we did.
Absolutely. If I had been there,
it's kind of funny. That's
if I had been there, I would have totally had Mark Wade's back and Van
oh,
Sciver's back. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'd have been right there with him being like, you're a fucking fraud. I would have been exactly doing the same thing as them. Backing them up, getting it on tape, playing it to a national audience on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the SiriusXM Experience.
I hear you.
Absolutely, I would have done that.
Geek Stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Comics.
All right.
To check out this week.
I didn't get any.
Good for you. From DC, Batman Beyond number 4. This is the ongoing series of Batman Beyond. I think it's really neat.
Neat?
Doom Patrol number 21. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. I'm going to do our monthly check of the back of the Doom Patrol book.
To see what?
To see if there's going to be another Doom Patrol book.
Why, what issue is this supposed to go to?
This is an ongoing series.
Oh, you mean you're just checking to see if it's been canceled yet?
I'm checking to see if there's any indication that there'll be. Now, this, of course, is issue 21.
Why are you so concerned it's going to be canceled? It's not Green Hornet.
Because I like the book. It's not Green Hornet. Those books are all going away. This says to be continued. Oh, wait. No, that can't be. That's not. There's a supplemental Batman Arkham City story in the back of this book.
Yes. Are they doing an actual Arkham City
comic
book?
Yes. Yeah, they are.
As a bridge a between mini-series. Asylum and City? I am very excited for that.
Let's see. Next issue, Weird War. Well, there will be another issue of Doom Patrol, so fans can rest assured that that is coming. And finally, it's the Weird World of Jack Staff.
I was going to ask, is that a Jack Staff book?
Yeah, Britain's Greatest Hero, number 6.
Nice.
In the ongoing series of wacky adventures from Paul Grist, an artist and writer I would kill to meet because he's really good.
Is that figure out yet?
No.
The Shocker figure? Because no. I know the Tick is out, and that's in the same line.
No, I don't. Was the Tick in the same line?
I believe that's all series 2. It's Tick. Dick Tracy,
he might
Jack
have got
Staff.
Some advanced ticks.
Mm, one or two. Yeah, well,
I definitely.
Tick reviews are popping up online, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I saw one over at Toy Break.
Were they positive?
I know we have one
were
somewhere in studio.
Generally A. positive, those reviews?
Yeah, actually, yeah. They,
oh, yeah?
It has been well received.
That's good.
Well, we are in New Jersey. Tick season is starting.
Yes.
Wow.
Sorry, they can't all be immaterial. Yep.
Can't put a mic in front of everybody.
Oh.
I am looking forward to that Jack Staff figure from that series. From the Shocker Indie.
Could end up being my third favorite
indie
Shocker
Spotlight?
Figure.
Indie Spotlight?
Yeah,
is that Shocker's Indie Spotlight?
That is Indie Spotlight from Shocker.
I don't want to confuse it and say the wrong thing because then Beckett will get mad at me and he won't allow us to review
the
product.
Indie Spotlight, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
What was the other one? The other one was an Indie Spotlight, was it?
I don't remember.
The other one was Toy Biz's attempt at Indie
Shockers
Spotlight.
Indie Toys, whatever the line's
whatever
called.
Whatever the line is.
I think that's what it is.
I think it's Indie Spotlight.
An art book to check out this evening. This one's called But I Can't Do Anything Else, The Art of Rob Schrab.
There you go. That's a segue.
Yes. It's put out from Hide From Mom Books. Is that right? No, it's Image Comics. And it features a whole bunch of really great sketchwork from the great Rob Schrab. Rob Schrab, of course, the creator of one of my favorite comics of all time, Scud, the Disposable Assassin.
Right.
All sorts of great full-color imagery in this book. Nice hardcover, big, beautiful, bright pages. OG, this one's going to run you $24.99, but you're going to get a whole bunch of terrific stuff in it. So check that out over at imagecomics.com.
Okay.
I can't remember. Were you one of the original readers of
Scud?
Scud? No, or got, is that one that I introduced you to?
No, you introduced me to it when you attempted to make your own statue.
Yeah, I remember that.
Of Scud?
It's still around somewhere.
That's when I got introduced.
Oh, sorry, OG. Oh. I hate to cut you off there, but that is sounds to me like that is the D&D intro music.
It is.
Wow. For our D&D update of the month? Month? Week?
They've gotten
it's
a
month
bit,
these
they've
days.
They've gotten a little bit, yeah.
I think they've spread their release schedule out a little
sure.
wider. Now, so it's probably going to be the D&D update of when we get something to update.
Is it an Eberron book?
D&D update. How about that?
There you go.
It is not an Eberron book. Aww. However, this one is the Dungeons & Dragons Player's Option Heroes of Shadow hardcover book.
All right.
Now, you're going to like this one, OG, because I'm going to read it on the back.
Go for it.
Well, first of all, we should say if you want to check out this or any other fine D&D product from our friends over at Wizards of the Coast, you want to go to D&D Insider. That's letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com. The Shadowfell is a cold, grim place through which the spirits of the dead must travel on their way to the afterlife. Dark, evil things live there, suffused with the power of shadow. Some mortals in the natural world learn how to tap into this source. However, not all beings that draw strength from the Shadowfell are vile, black-hearted fiends. A few even dare to call themselves heroes, using the power of darkness to fight darkness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds very epic.
You know what it is? It's kind of if, you know, if you want to have your D&D character be the sort of anti-hero.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you, this is going to make you laugh because I know right where you're going to go with this because that's it's exactly where I went to it. Assassin. New character classes include Assassin and Paladin, but it's the dark version of the Paladin.
Oh, okay, good. So right? Not all those crazy restrictions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Blackguard is what they're referred to in here. And Vampire.
Oh.
Yes, a Vampire, and also Warlock. Again, dark magic.
Oh, Charlie Sheen being brought into the D&D world.
There you go. Class options, new class options for Cleric, Warlocks, Wizards, and then they go into great detail about how your character can draw his strength and power and so on and so forth from this dark energy, the Shadowfell. Really, I'm about halfway through this book, OG, I have to tell you. And I'm digging it a lot. I think when we play our D&D game starting this summer, I might seriously consider having some of these particular things involved, if you will.
That's great.
Just telling you.
That's fantastic.
One that you might choose, OG, Heroic Vampire.
Yeah, not choosing Heroic Vampire, I don't think.
No?
I'm not feeling the heroism of the vampire class.
Should I read it? You want to hear what it says? Having crossed over, I won't even do it affected. I'll just read it straight. Having crossed over the threshold of death and perhaps only just broken free of the authority of the vampire who created you, you are a force of shadow and nature combined. A heroic tier is where you learn to master your innate powers, establishing who you are and how you balance your existence between the world of the living and the undead. So, yeah. It's Angel.
Yes, I know. I was trying not to go there.
I just thought you'd think that was funny.
It's lovely.
It's Buffy. It's Buffy stuff. Buffy vampire stuff. Did I tell you where I'm on the second to last season?
Of what? Buffy?
Buffy.
Wow. Are you guys watching Angel at the same time?
We're watching. Yes, we're alternating. Okay, we're actually, because Angel and Buffy in those seasons kind of cross over a little or run parallel.
You have like three seasons of Angel left.
Yes.
Or no. Yes. Three seasons
and one season of Buffy. But that said, because they run parallel, because I'm watching that, Liz gets to watch ER? Two seasons of ER.
Oh, wow.
Because we watch Buffy and Angel seasons at the same time. So we get two seasons of ER, you know, when we finish the Angel and Buffy seasons. Nice, right?
For you.
Nice for everyone. What are you talking about? Over 150 pages of quality D&D supplemental material to be found in the Heroes of Shadow book, OG. Gonna run you $29.95, but for a beautiful hardcover book with lots of full-color illustrations, not to mention all the fabulous facts and things that you need to get these characters all dark and moody and anti-hero-like, it's well worth the price. Once again, it's the Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition Player's Option Heroes of Shadow Hardcover Role-Playing Supplement from our friends over at Wizards of the Coast. To check this out or other D&D products, go to D&D Insider. That's letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com. And that is our D&D update.
It's D&D. Warriors that terrify. It's D&D.
Probably talk about this cat's book.
Well, he's here. He drove up here from
and
Jersey.
With that, OG, we'll take our fun. No, no, we can't do that.
That would be terrible.
So,
you
Rob,
you guys validate, right?
Yeah, yes. We validate. Yeah. So, your book, Akka. Let's talk about that. What's that all about?
Well, it's a Grindhouse inspired book. As you guys mentioned earlier, the Grindhouse movies, the Tarantino and Rodriguez flicks.
Uh huh.
And that was really the catalyst of why we wanted to do the book. We really loved those movies, and we were like, man, I want to take that, but I want to put it in the comic book format. So it's kind of like our mentality is, it's like similar to that whole experience, the movie experience, but you're reading it in a comic book format. And basically it's about, one of the main characters, Adrian Truelove, a black man. He looks very much, you know, he's very much like that Carl Weathers, Black Dynamite, you know, big guy, you know.
Well, you
guy.
Just excluded OG as a reader.
Oh, dear.
That's terrible.
Yeah, take what? That pony hat off, for God's sakes.
Shush.
I'm saying because you don't like...
Carl Weathers? You're right,
Carl
I don't.
Carl Weathers. What do you think I meant?
Know what I thought you meant. You're a terrible person.
I'm not a mostly. Terrible person.
And so what happens, he sleeps with the mobster's daughter and impregnates her. And basically a bounty's put on his head, and his friend, Guy Doyle, the Irishman, said... That's how Steve got me on the book, for sure. He was like,
"It's
going to be an Irish character. I'm sold.
I'm in.
That's right.
Sign me up.
What do I have to draw now?" and basically, it's a four-part miniseries about going after this guy and collecting the bounty.
Nice. Yeah. So it's a four-issue series. And then once that series is done, are you going to then write another related series to this? Or is it going to be more like... another Grindhouse type of series, but an all-new story.
We are actually talking about doing a John Carpenter type story right after with some of the characters. But it's not a definite thing. I definitely want to take a little bit of a break, and I want to make sure that this book gets all it's due. I've put almost a year into it, so...
Wow. Now, yeah. when is the first issue coming out?
Well, raising money...
This is the Kickstarter.
This is the Kickstarter. Right.
Right. Yes. Oh, that's excellent. So we can be actually a part of helping that. OG, get my checkbook.
Okay.
And by my, I mean yours.
You still use checks?
Yeah. Who doesn't use checks? Hey, not everybody takes cards, man. All right. My landlord don't take cards. I got to write a check.
You pay your landlord?
Yeah. Well, relatively speaking, yes.
Anyway, back to Rob.
Yes.
Back to AKA.
So,
back
Rob,
to Kickstarter.
Yes. What is the Kickstarter address so people can check this out?
Well,
because I guess the goal here is that you're going to be self-publishing the book.
Well, the Kickstarter address, I'm going to cut you off for a second. The Kickstarter address is lengthy.
Yes.
So I will put a link to the Kickstarter address.
Over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
Over at the page in the episode post. We'll put it over on Facebook. And, you know, we'll make sure that you, the listener, have access to that.
Right.
Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about your goal and what you intend to do? You're talking about, from what I understand and what I read, you're talking about a digital release to start and then a printed release down the way.
How it kind of works is, with most, we haven't found a home for it yet. Let's put that out first. Secondly is, the way it works is typically...
Have you heard of Blue Water Comics?
No.
Just, what?
I want to draw about the White House cat when that ever comes
out.
Absolutely.
If you would just put a political figure in your book.
How come no one has thought to animate the vegetables from the White House garden yet and put a book out?
The Veggie Tales.
Yeah.
You're
killing my idea.
Focus.
Well, there goes that meeting. It's over
and
now.
Don't try to release my artist name again this week.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
And basically, the few places we have pitched it to, it was kind of like understood that we would have to provide funds for the colorist and the letter. And basically, Steve and I are working for nothing. We're doing it for love of money. But basically,
for love,
that's what
not money.
Pretty much, yeah. And basically, what we're doing is we're trying to raise money for our colorist and letter who are pretty much waiting in the wings, ready to go. And
they apparently don't have the love. They prefer the money.
You know what? It's not that. It's I hold the standard that I wouldn't want somebody to work for free for me. And I would hope people don't expect me to work for free for them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's
it's
a
just
good point.
Fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and it seems like that's not the common practice of the industry, unfortunately. I mean, I personally think that if you put the time in, you should get paid for your time.
Right.
And I don't want to cheat anybody out of that.
If you project an image on a wall, pencil it in and paint it.
But you got to make sure you get the paint on your face.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Important. That was the best picture I've ever seen.
The Iron Man one
with the blue smear.
Yeah.
Look just like this.
War paint.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Anyway, focus.
Focus.
Go back. Back to
no, absolutely. And Rob Riley does all of his own artwork. I've seen it.
Absolutely.
It's really terrific stuff. And you should go over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com and check out the link for their Kickstarter that OG is going to post up there.
Or if it makes it easier for you, you know, just go to Kickstarter.com and type in the letters ACCA, and then you'll find it. First thing that comes up.
OG is actually going to be making a $100 donation to the Kickstarter
fund. You know what that will get me? Because I was going to talk about that next. That was a nice segue, unintentional.
Oh.
So the way the Kickstarter
works. Oh, wait, we're
not
getting the money then? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, you're getting the money. No, you're getting the money. No. The way the Kickstarter works is they have pledge levels.
Oh, is this kind of like...
And for a donation.
Like public TV?
This is like Jerry Lewis.
Will you get the tote bag?
Yeah.
For the nice lady gets the tote bag. Yes.
So they've got levels at 10, 30, 50, 100, et cetera. It goes up from there. So at the $100 level, I would get the PDF and printed version of the series,
ooh,
a sketchbook signed by him and Steve.
Right.
And
hard copy of the printed book.
See?
And I believe you get a head sketch for $100.
Yeah, look at that.
In addition to that.
Wow.
But, I mean, all the levels, you get something good. So you know that, like, by pledging into the book, you're not just donating to what is a good cause, but you're also going to get the book and get some benefit out of that.
You're basically pre-ordering the book.
Yeah.
Right.
You're helping me guarantee that the book will come out, which is better than anything that's happened to me in the last few years as far as books.
Well, there you go. So go over to Kickstarter. Yes, OG?
There's one more thing that we have to talk about here. Because it's not just them that are involved in this project.
Oh.
They've got other people contributing.
Who's contributing?
To the project, right? You have, what is this? I hear the book, I'm reading right from your Kickstarter page. The book is also supplemented by a 4-page faux upcoming book by some of today's hottest creators.
Absolutely.
Want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. We're going to have, much like the Grindhouse Experience, we're going to have fake trailers. So basically, but in comic book format.
Right.
And we got some great, awesome top talent people to be working in on it. Joe Kelly, who you all know is
Ben 10. Friend of the show, right?
Joe Kelly, yes. Yeah.
And Brian J. Glass, Mice Templar.
Right.
Mike Oeming.
Nice.
Also a friend of this
also
program.
Also a friend of the show.
And a few other people.
Yeah.
We're trying to put as much as we can, you know, the most bang for your buck.
Right.
So the first issue will most likely wind up being around 48 plus pages.
Oh, wow.
Because what I'm drawing is 24 pages per issue and then the covers. So I'm figuring on top of that, all these fake trailers, you know, that's going to be pushing it up to almost, you know, 50, 60 pages, something like that. And then in addition, we're going to try to get a few really close friends that I don't want to mention because they haven't committed yet, but to do like fake Hostess ads. You know, remember those from the 70s and 80s?
Yeah, yeah.
But with our characters and make them violent.
That's awesome.
Nice. Very cool.
So
yeah, this is definitely an awesome cause.
Yeah.
Definitely you guys should check out the project. You should check out the Kickstarter page.
It's a good opportunity.
Make your donation.
It's a good opportunity for you to support the arts.
Absolutely.
And we do that here at Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
OG at the $100 level.
Woohoo!
There you go. So there.
I like committing OG's money.
to whatever you feel like.
Well, why do you stop at 100? I'm sure he's got more.
No,
he's got that baby coming.
That child coming. Can I sell that thing? Anyway,
the child?
That would be terrible.
Get some mad money for kids.
And I'd also get killed, so it'd be worth it.
Yeah, killed.
Not so much.
Relative.
So yeah, I'll put all the information up there, but you can find Rob. Why don't you plug some of the other places we can find you online? I know you're on Twitter, right?
Twitter, Facebook. You can go on my Blogspot, which I do tend to update more than anything. Well, as far as artwork is concerned, is skatoonproductions.blogspot.com.
Okay, and I'll throw a link up to that as well.
But most of the updates have really been through the Kickstarter because you know there's if you pledge, you get to see a bunch of you know, sneak peek artwork. And there are some stuff for people who are just passing by. But there's more in the backer only section.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
So there you go.
There you go. And with that, OG, let's take our final break. And we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 226, Fraud 2, The Price of Fraud.
Matt, I just got a brand new 2-pound bag of Jelly Belly jelly beans. They come in 49 flavors, all of which I'm going to read for you right now. Berry Blue, Blueberry, Bubblegum.
Jelly Belly is the original gourmet jelly bean, a fat-free candy with only 4 calories per bean.
Cotton candy, A&W cream soda, crushed pineapple, Dr. Pepper.
You can go to JellyBelly.com to find recipes on how to combine your favorite Jelly Bellies to come up with new and exciting flavors like mud pie and berry smoothie.
Orange juice, orange sherbet, peach, peanut butter, pina colada, pink grapefruit, plum, raspberry.
And with Easter just around the corner, now is the perfect time to get Jelly Bellies for your entire family.
Strawberry daiquiri, strawberry jam, tangerine, toasted marshmallow, top banana.
That's Jelly Belly, the original gourmet jelly bean.
Jelly Bellies, available at a store near you.
What the fuck was that? Your sister has turned into a zombie.
Hey, gang, this is Bruce Campbell, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Ha ha!
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Go fuck yourself.
What the fuck was that? It's the Evil Dead!
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 226. Fraud 2, The Price of Fraud.
OG, before we talk about what we talked about tonight in Big Kev's Geek Stuff, I just want to thank... We didn't say anything about this coming into the second segment. That was segment two of Big Kev's Game Stuff.
Right,
featuring...
Coke Logic.
Yes, featuring radio sensation Coke Logic.
That's right.
So we want to thank Coke Logic for that. And actually, next week, OG... will be the long-awaited Big Kev's Geek Stuff podcast premiere of Little Fifi's Who Stuff.
Aw.
Yes. It will be premiering next week after at long last, as they say. And we're looking forward to hearing all of your feedback about Little Fifi's Who Stuff next week. So look forward to that. And the other thing we need to announce, of course, before we get into the whole wrap-up scheme, OG, is that the Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, will be taking a hiatus.
Yes.
In the near future.
That is correct.
A brief hiatus. Three to 4 weeks beginning in the middle of May. We're not exactly sure yet. Now, this is in conjunction, of course, with the big move.
Right.
Where we're going to be moving Studio A into the brand new Studio A.1.
Right.
We're going to be handling that. That's going to be a big move. There's a lot of things. We have to wait for the technology to be set up and all these sorts of things. So we have to take it's almost a forced break from the podcast. However, we will have one, possibly two, SiriusXM experiences in that time frame. So yeah,
they might be best of type shows, though. So we'll see.
We're not sure, or they could be live shows.
I've been talking with our producer about.
Oh yeah,
those. Yeah. So
I don't know if we get this Rob Granito thing off the ground. It might need to be a live program.
All right, we'll see.
I'm just saying. Anyway, whatever the case may be, we will be taking. You can call it our vacation. You can call it. You can call it whatever. I don't care what you call it.
Calling it a life break.
We still, because you're bringing a life in.
Word.
We still will be taking that break, and we want you to feel prepared. No, we are not quitting. No, we are not. None of these crazy things.
There might be some little things that go on the site here and there. Some little.
I was just about to say we'll still be posting stories and things to the site and to the Facebook. We still will have at least two contests in that time period.
Right. And if I can get some mini, 5 or 10 minute little bits and pieces in here, I might throw some of those up there.
Yep.
Kev might do the same. So there'll be some stuff.
Yeah, there'll definitely be some stuff. We will have, we will probably post directly an episode, a segment rather, of Game Stuff. We will probably post a Little Fifi's Who Stuff. So there will be some content coming. It just will not be in the regular format for a couple of weeks.
Correct.
Starting in the middle of May as OG's spawn enters the world.
Right.
And we move Studio A to the brand new location. So
imagine you are a host of a podcast.
That is OG's Bond.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast?
Sadly, we talked about a lot of Drek this week. Bill and Ted 3, Sean Hayes as Larry, The Governator, and maybe the Green Lantern movie. That might be the only maybe Drek.
Drek.
It's like borderline Drek.
Drek, the price of Drek.
Right, exactly. Of course, we also talked a little bit more about the Rob Granito controversy and his price scale. So if any of you are interested in paying $250 to get Rob Granito to draw for you via Skype video, we encourage you to do that and send us the footage.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we definitely are working on something. I'm hoping someone gets back to us on that. We hope to be making ourselves part of the story.
Or they could take that $250 and donate towards our book.
That's right.
That's probably better.
That's what we're suggesting you do, is that you take the $250, go over to the AKA Kickstarter page, make your pledge. That gets you some nice things. It's
Kickstarter.com, and then you enter the word AKA.
Right.
AKA into the search.
Or follow the links. They'll be all over. Look, I guarantee you, when you need to go over to that page, you will have no problem finding it.
Absolutely.
The message boards.
Absolutely.
The Facebook page, the web page, Twitter, blah, blah. It'll be there.
And assuming, I know we're breaking the format a little. Let's get back on track. In the second segment tonight, we led off with a riveting segment of Big Kev Game Stuff with radio sensation Coke Logic.
Of course.
And then we went into DVDs.
Mostly Tron this week.
Yeah, Tron and mostly Tron Legacy.
Right.
And there were a couple
Little Fockers, Taxi Driver,
good,
Chronicles
you're done.
Of Narnia.
In comics, we talked about The Weird World of Jack Staff number 6 from Image. From DC, it was Batman Beyond number 4 and Doom Patrol 21. Is that a clock I hear ticking? And also from Image Comics, it was But I Can't Do Anything Else, The Art of Rob Schrab. So that's really terrific. And then we also talked tonight about a brand new book from our friends over at Wizards of the Coast, 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons Player Option Heroes of Shadow. To check out this product or other products like it, go to D&D Insider. That's letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com.
Of course, after D&D, we talked to Rob Riley here in studio with us about AKA, the project, Kickstarter project, which we just talked about again 3 seconds ago. But all the information will be on there. Rob, again, thank you for coming and hanging out with us tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And maybe when the first issue comes out, we'll talk again.
Maybe absolutely. We'll,
when you hand deliver the issues to us.
When I personally email you the PDF immediately.
Right, exactly.
I gotta print my own?
No, you guys will, of course, get a copy of the book.
Sweet.
But, yes, thank you again. Seriously, the best of luck. And, of course, we encourage all of you people to go out there, check out the project. Rob and Steve are good people. The project looks really awesome.
Well,
I know
okay.
I'm excited. Hey, listen. You're good people as far as the project
is concerned. You're good people.
What you do in your personal life may or may not be.
You're good people. But, we kind of draw the line.
Right. And I think that's...
Uh-huh.
Don't forget, you can check us out online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes, image galleries, important links, like links to the Kickstarter page,
right.
AKA. Of course, links to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff.
Uh-huh.
Over at Twitter, @BKGeekStuff, and of course, @GeekStuffOG if you want to follow me. What else?
And make sure you start all those tweets to OG out with, hey, Kev.
And you'll be blocked and deleted. I'm just saying.
Okay.
No live from Studio V's right now, but hopefully...
No new ones, and that's because we're moving the studio.
Right, we're moving the studio.
So,
Production Tim has a lot on his plate right now with marriage and other things going on.
So, yeah, I mean,
those are coming.
I think Production Tim did say that he wanted to do some stuff in April.
Oh, okay.
So perhaps before the hiatus.
Oh, that would be nice.
We might be able to get some stuff done.
That would be swell.
It would be. So, and also another project getting off the ground during the hiatus, OG?
Yeah.
Big Kev Eats Stuff.
Oh, no.
Or,
as
it's now known,
uh-huh.
I can't tell you because we haven't revealed that title yet.
Oh.
However, it will be able to be accessed at BigKevEatsStuff.com.
Okay.
Yeah, once we have the new title. It's good, actually. It sounds like the project's going to be really good.
All right. And I think that's it.
That is it. And with that, OG, I will end this podcast as we end all Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcasts, by saying good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever on, under cloud and under star, yet feet that wandering have gone will turn at last to home afar. Over snow by winter sown, and through the merry flowers of June, over grass and over stone, under the mountains in the moon, roads go ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea.